This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Trump administration remains focused on Iran and says that it is ready for dialogue with the country's leadership. VOA's Michael Bowman reports from Washington, where ahead of last week's congressional recess, U.S. lawmakers were briefed on heightened dangers Iran allegedly poses across the Middle East.
After weeks of saber-rattling towards Tehran and warnings about possible imminent threats, the Trump administration is suggesting dialogue.
We're prepared to engage in a conversation with no preconditions. We're ready to sit down with them. But the American effort to fundamentally reverse the malign activity of this Islamic Republic, this revolutionary force, is going to continue.
Pompeo spoke during a visit to Switzerland, which has represented U.S. interests in Iran and could serve as an intermediary between the two estranged governments. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan said Washington does not need to restore the large-scale joint military exercises that the United States and South Korea suspended last year amid economic and diplomatic negotiations with North Korea. The acting defense secretary said that he had based his assessment on talks with military leaders, including the top U.S. military general, the commander of U.S. Indo-Pacific Command, and the top general on the Korean Peninsula. An Israeli airstrike on a Syrian airbase killed one soldier, wounded two others, and destroyed an arms depot. The attack on the T-4 airbase in central Homs province came hours after Israeli airstrikes on the Golan Heights in southern Syria. This is VOA News.